This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, but, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of, you know, I love saying it. Just be part of the solution. The way you do that is you engage. We have a live chat room going on the website, therealside.com, where you can discuss. That's right, discuss. You heard me. With other people. Like-minded, yes. But you might find that they come at things a little differently than you do. And that's okay. It's actually, I think it's the way it should be. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-556. Yeah, somebody, one of you guys kind of took my thunder in the chat room, but that's okay. Shows how smart you are. Yeah, apparently Governor Cuomo has been lying to us. But, I mean, he's a Democrat. They don't lie. Why would they do that? Yeah, you know, underreporting by almost 50% the deaths at the nursing homes. Remember the people that he sent there to die? He didn't care. I mean, this is where I think, you know, these public officials should be brought up on charges. If he knew that the death rate was higher, they were more susceptible to dying, by sending them back to that nursing home, he should be brought up on charges. Now, I'm almost to ask this question. You know, but really, not or make the statement. It's amazing how, why is it the Democrats are never put in handcuffs? Now, I know the Democrat trolls are sitting there going, that's because we don't do anything wrong. Well, no. You just, the deep state is on your side. Because those people, you heard me, those people, they're on your side. And it's just so wrong. You should go to jail. You should be punished just like anybody else would be punished. But I guess that's a lot to ask for. Coming up, I'm going to play the clip of a parent at a school board meeting that had had enough. And more of you need to do this. I'm just going to, it's the way I feel. More, and I'm on a school board. More of you need to do this. More of you need to open your mouth. More of you need to tell or speak to or talk to what's going on with your kids, what's going on in your house. Really? I mean, who else is going to speak up for your children? Right? And you know, Hitler, yeah, I'm going to bring Hitler into the picture. I'm not going to call anybody Hitler, but I'm going to bring him in. Hitler discussed, alluded to what he was going to do if he got in office. Think about that. And they still voted him in. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We knew what Biden and team was going to do. And they knew the only way in was to steal it. Play games with the votes. Yeah, you heard me. Steal it. And it's interesting now how some of these states, Joe Biden's in. The savior has shown up. COVID is scared. It's going to run away. It'll be gone in a few months. Come on. I would hope that my Democrat friends, and I do have some, I hope you're honest with yourself to say this is a load of BS. This should never happen. We shouldn't allow this to happen. This is just flat out wrong. I hope you have the guts to do that, really. Love to hear what you have to say. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Also, yeah, there's also the chat room, which I think might have been a bad thing for me to do. Most of you guys are talking in the chat room. Would love to hear what you have to say. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. The UN says that, you know, what was yesterday, carbon cleaning day or something? I don't even know. I don't get any of this stuff. But the UN says that America's already cutting so much carbon that it doesn't even need to be part of the Paris Climate Accord. So the United Nations released its emission gap report for 2020. It's an annual assessment. 2020, who was president in 2020? Oh, Trump was president, right. An annual assessment of contributions to greenhouse gases, carbon emissions. The report has some notable information. Right, it's got a whole bunch of complicated projections that some of us will understand, won't understand, may or may not come true. Now, one of its claims that despite a brief dip in carbon dioxide emissions, right, and that was caused by COVID-19. See, COVID-19 was a godsend because it caused people to stop driving as much. It cleaned up the air, killed a bunch of people, but cleaned up the air nonetheless. The world is still headed. So check this out. So even though there was a dip in carbon dioxide emissions, we are still headed for a temperature rise. Yeah, no kidding. Look at the cycles of the Earth. For the United States, the real value in the report is an advisory that it need not join the Paris Climate Accord. The report, apparently nobody's given this to Joe. Joey B needs to read this. Somebody needs to read it to him, like a bedtime story. The report is evidence that instead the U.S. should just keep doing what it's doing to cut its own emissions. The U.S. is the most successful major country of mitigation of its own pollution. And the U.N. knows it, and the report shows it. So why are we joining the Paris Climate Accord? If we're the best at it, we're the one doing it. They should be joining us and looking at what we're doing and implementing the same things. But remember that there's some countries like China and Turkey and others that don't have to adhere to the same strict rules. Don't continue your house, just in the real side. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Would you like to be $600 richer in the next 10 minutes? Then make a free phone call and switch your car insurance to AIS. We get it. Car insurance is boring. We make it fast, fun, and easy. You make one call. We shop dozens of the best car insurance companies and offer you a way to save up to $600 on your car insurance. There's so many special deals and discounts. The best way to get them is to call. Based on your area, we have special discounts for military, teachers, engineers, and good students. Even discounts for low mileage and accident-free drivers. AIS has tons of ways to save you money on your car insurance. Make a free call right now to see what you qualify for. New customers who switch to AIS save an average of $600.
800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. 800-396-0650. That's 800-396-0650.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have bank rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100 and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need.
800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
There is the theory of the Mobius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
We are back. So to see your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being involved, being engaged, being part of the conversation. Because when you're part of the conversation, it makes a whole big difference. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give a call. Would love to know what you have to say about this stuff. All right, UN, United Nations, after Joe, or just before Joe, signed this, or wants to push us back into the Paris Climate Accord, because, you know, we need them to watch over us. However, according to the UN, we're doing the best job there is. We're doing the best job of the group. right? So why do we need them? Why do we need to get an agreement with them when China's not going to be held to the same standards as we are? Turkey or some other countries? I think maybe it's India. Right? But the report showed the UN, the people that they love to tout, that they love to trust, says that we're doing a bang-up job, unlike the other countries. Right? You ready for this one? The people that aren't being held to the same standard? China? They emit more than one quarter of the global GHG emissions. What do you think of that? It's just amazing. But they won't be held to the same standards. Now, greenhouse gas emissions per capita in the U.S. is dropping, while those of China, India, Russia continue to rise. So shouldn't they be held to a higher standard? With the world's most successful economy, over $21 trillion in 2019, it's not surprising that the U.S. pollutes more per person. But the U.S. is making great strides to change this. Yeah, we're terrible people. The U.S. is also making these improvements, and it does it while refusing to participate in the Paris Climate Accord. This was before his decision. So, let me see. We didn't need them telling us. Come on, think about it. We didn't need them telling us what to do and how to do. We were already working at pulling it down. But somehow we have to join the accord. I can't even make sense out of this. The White House said that if it remained a part of the agreement, compliance with the terms of the Paris Accord and the onerous energy restrictions it has placed on the United States could cost America as much as 2.7 million lost jobs by 2025. Now remember, Joey B's going to put more people to work. Didn't he say that? Did I miss something? Is that exactly what he said? Joey B said he was going to put more people to work. He was going to turn the economy around. He was going to make it better. He can't say that he inherited a bad economy because he didn't. Even with all the crud that was going down, the shutting down of businesses, we still had a strong economy. He is going to flush it into the toilet. You watch. What was the last... They have so much faith in Joey B that what do we have? One of the largest in over a year? Largest unemployment claims? More people out of work? And Joey's working hard. He's working overtime to put more people out of work. Look what he did this week. What are you doing away with another 100,000 jobs this week? They don't care about you. I'm just going to keep saying it. They don't care about you. They're going to do what they need to do to line their pockets to make sure that their revenue stream, no matter where it's coming from or how. Yeah, check this out. So they went after Donald Trump. And they recently, I don't know if you heard about this, the court ruling where they threw it out. They went after Donald Trump because he retained interest in the Trump Tower in D.C. So they said because he retained interest in it, he broke some of the rules. He broke some of the laws because he was benefiting from being president because they'd be able to go to, they would go to his hotel for the novelty of it. Yet Joey B and his son, we have proof. People have seen it. People have seen those hard drives. So we have proof that Joey B was involved in money from China. Look what he did in Ukraine. His son was part of Burisma. And 10% was going to the big guy. And nobody is even a bit upset about it. Not even a little. On the Democrat side. Does that not show you the sickness and the seriousness? No, really, doesn't it? So if it's hard to take them serious, it's hard to take my Dem friends seriously when they look me in the face and say none of that matters, at least Trump is out. So it doesn't matter how corrupt you are. Right? And most of them, 90% of them can't tell me what the man did. They can spew line for line, a CNN line, a party line if you would, but they cannot tell me what he did. That's scary. That's more than scary. So, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We've got a parent rant coming up right after the break. Right now, though, a union head says that opening schools is white supremacy. Oh, God. And it just shows you how white privilege still prevails. So wanting to get kids, I'm just trying to understand, wanting to get kids back in school, wanting to get them so that they can be educated, they can be with their friends, so we can release some steam, somehow that's white supremacy. Because is there something, I must have missed it when I was reading it. Is it only for white kids? Are we only trying to get white kids back? Or is it, as one person tried to say, it's because since the COVID hits the black and Hispanic community worse, when they come into school, they'd be more susceptible to it. God. You can't smoke enough crack for this stuff to make sense. I don't care who you are. I don't care how much you try to twist this. You can't have it make sense. And being, and the other one I love is being concerned over student suicide as an example of white privilege. Are we for real? So we'll see your host. When we come back, I'll make it crazier because we'll play the clip from the parents who just had it with the school board. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is pushing for a $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief bill. Republicans on Capitol Hill think the price tag is too high. Press Secretary Jen Psaki.
We're not looking to split the package. That is not a proposal from the White House. I talked to the president about it this morning. That is not what our focus is or our intention is.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says Congress has to spend more on security.
We will probably need a supplemental for more security for members when the enemy is within the House of Representatives.
A reporter asked Pelosi to clarify the statement.
It means that we have members of Congress who want to bring guns on the floor and have threatened violence on other members.
She didn't name any members of Congress, but freshman Republican Marjorie Taylor Greene has liked Facebook posts calling for violence against Democrats. This is USA Radio News.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
He slimed me.
That's great! Actual physical contact! Can you move?
Pleasure to have you with me. Almost. 855 Rojo. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, I like to say that. I want you part of the solution, not part of the problem. The way you do that is you do get involved. You do get engaged. You do the right thing every time. Okay, so this is great. We have. I always tell you guys, get out, go to your school board meetings, go to your city council meetings, get involved in the conversation, get involved in the solution. And you do that by showing up there, because look, nobody wants to see, especially at the school board level, nobody wants to see an irate parent, because you've done something, and believe me, whether there's 1,000 kids in the school district or 100,000 kids, any decision you make, you made with that child in mind only. That's how the parents feel. And I get it. I'm not putting them down. It's just the way it is. So we don't like to see upset parents in there because we believe we're trying to do the right thing. Whether you believe it or not, we do. Well, most of us anyhow. So I encourage parents to come in for this reason. We want to hear what you have to say. Don't like it when you're mad, but we want to hear what you have to say. This parent hit it right on the head, as they say. This parent got it right. And I wish more parents would speak in this fashion, if you would. Now, you know what's going to happen. The minute I go to play it, it ain't going to work, right? Here we go.
Yep. You should all be fired from your day jobs because if your employers knew that you were more inefficient than the DMV, you would be replaced in a heartbeat. I literally just finished a conference call because I'm having to multitask to be here to address you guys. You're a bunch of cowards hiding behind our children as an excuse for keeping schools closed. You think you're some sort of martyrs because of the decisions you're making when the statistics do not lie that the vast majority of the population is not at risk from this virus. The garbage workers who pick up my freaking trash risk their lives every day more than anyone in this school system.
Figure it out. Or get off the podium. Because you know what? There are people like me and a line of other people out there who will gladly take your seat and figure it out. It's not a high bar. Raise the freaking bar.
And you know, somebody said something to him on the way out.
I'm going to give staff an opportunity to make sure that the podium and microphone is in.
Please wipe it down ahead of time, please, if we don't want anything to affect us.
Sir, your time.
Oh, God, yeah, I mean, got to wipe down the podium, got to wipe down the mic. Guy had a mask on, okay? And he came in with a clipboard, as you saw. And we still have to wipe everything down. I love it. And I don't mean that in a positive way. But he's got a point. I love our teachers. Don't get me wrong. I think, they, you know, for the most part, they do a great job. There's a lot of them that don't. And I wish the heck, you know, it's really funny how the left gets on the police departments, right, for protecting, you know, for protecting bad cops, if you would. I don't think I've ever heard them get on a teacher's union or the teacher's association or any of them for protecting a bad teacher. We do have bad teachers. Let's just be honest about it. Every group has it. Every trade, every profession has people in the profession that don't belong there. Except the teachers. They seem to be the only group that are so sacred, you couldn't even say that. Well, I did. And I'm on the school board. Do I think that most teachers are bad? No, I don't. But I think it's like everything else. The ones that are the loudest in trying to keep their jobs and such. But that's where I say to the other teachers, step up. Do the right thing. Move that teacher along. A teacher shouldn't get any special credit for anything. Now, as far as the man's point, yeah, you know what? Let's just be honest about it. Whether it's the don't call them garbage workers. They don't like that. Sanitation workers, right? The grocery checkout clerks. I mean, there's so many people all around the place that are seeing as many, if not more, you know, people than teachers are during the day. We're all in the boat together. There's no difference. Right, when it comes to that kind of thing. So they should all be held accountable. They should all be held, you know, the people that are overseeing them. We'll make sure that we have everything in place to keep you safe. We're supposed to. We should. We should be held accountable for it as well, to make sure we take every precaution. We can only do what the CDC or the county health departments or the city health departments tell us to do. It just, again, it never stops. And it will never stop. Because we don't step up properly. You need to have a board, council people, whatever, town councilman. I know that different states, different cities, they do different things, but you know what I'm talking about. Actually, we don't have councilmen. We have aldermen. Okay, whatever. You're elected officials. How's that? You're elected officials. If you do not start electing conservative Republicans or conservatives, then I don't know of any other group that has conservatives in it. But if you don't start electing conservatives, look, you're going to see more and more of this. We are going down that road of truly, honestly losing our Republican. It started under Obama. Really started under Obama. His answer to everything, no matter what he did or how he did, was he'd look at his face and say, elections have consequences. Well, I agree with him. Fair and free elections definitely have consequences. What we've seen happen recently, not so much. Now, the Democrats, they're pushing and moving to get rid of, not just, they say Trump supporters. You know, because they're sick people. They're sick individuals. Now, see, that's the funny thing about it. I never allowed that to be said on the show. I never allowed people to say that the Democrats, you know, especially the ones we see, there's a mental issue there. I believe it is. I do now. When you're on the far left like that, there is a mental issue going on there. for you to hate Trump, and not really, you really can't tell me why, for you to hate Trump to the point where anybody who says anything positive about him, and frankly, it's not just Trump, right? Look what they did to Feinstein after she told Lindsey Graham or gave Lindsey Graham a hug. All of a sudden, she was, you know, she was as bad as Hitler. She was Hitler's sister at that point. This is how sick they are. And like I keep saying, you know, the funny thing about all this is if you're on the right, I don't care what you believe. No, I really don't. You want to go worship Satan? You want to be married to three guys, two women, and four dogs? I mean, do what you want to do, but leave me out of it. Don't force me to agree to it. There's a lot of things you shouldn't be shoving down my throat either, or pushing on me, if you would. And I won't push it on you. But that's not how the left operates. Right? They want to reprogram anybody who liked Trump, who supported Trump. They want to threaten that you won't get a job. You won't be able to work for certain companies. Are you hearing this? And for some of my friends that I thought were my friends, that I thought were level-headed Democrats, where are you on this? Are you okay with this? Again, you know, they want to keep Trump supporters from joining the military or holding any federal job. What a nightmare that would be, right? Can you imagine Democrats filling all those positions? Tell me it doesn't scare you. If you're a conservative or maybe have a MAGA hat or a MAGA shirt, you're done. They're gunning for you, so to speak. You're going to continue to be ostracized by mainstream media. Establishment politicians are just going to ignore you. Right? Members of Congress, they're moving to further compromise the lives of those who weren't even involved in this siege of whatever. And Trump supporters have been quietly disposed of by their employers. You know, people aren't saying anything. You need to make noise. I want to know if you've been discharged from a business, terminated, whatever the term you want to use, because you supported Trump, you were a MAGA supporter, whatever. We'll just make a lot of noise. We'll make them as comfortable, uncomfortable as possible. Hey, I'm Joe Mancini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Life.
Well, it's early yet.
We are back. We're looking real fat on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GROW-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. There's a chat room going on up at the website, therealside.com. Smarter people than I are in there, yakking it up and commenting on what's going on. So I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know, we talk about this this immigrant, you know, over my shoulder. I'm seeing in the news that immigrants are going to be getting the shots. Is illegal immigrants, I'm sorry, undocumented immigrants, but illegal immigrants, are going to be getting the shots before our senior citizens, our older folks who require it, American citizens. How does that work? How is it that so many Americans have already died because they couldn't get the shot or whatever their excuse? I mean, the news cannot have, well, they'll try, but they can't have it both ways. You can't sit there and complain, you know, about how it's not getting out there, there's not enough, there's none of this, none of that, and then all of a sudden you're going to say, well, you know what, our most vulnerable are going to have to wait while we give the shots to illegals. Well, that makes all the sense in the world. Anyway, back to why Trump supporters have to be nixed from the federal government. See, this is, you guys heard me for years, I said it. I think the biggest mistake Donald Trump made when he got into office was not wiping out anybody who could even spell Obama or smiled when you said Obama's name. They had to go. Because you knew they were going to work against him. I don't think he knew how deep the deep state was. How corrupt it was. How many of these politicians... He really thought that he was going in there to help the politicians that wanted help, that wanted to get out from under Democrat rule. And he was wrong. He was dead wrong on this one. And it cost. I'm not going to blame what's going on right now in Donald Trump. I would never do that because it's not true. It's our fault. It was here. It was happening long before he got in office. But here's a man who came into office and was willing to buck the system in his own demise to go after those people that nobody else wanted to touch before. Right? I mean, he didn't get into office just because we thought he'd be the best guy for the job. But he promised... He said people like Hillary Clinton would be put in jail. That he would go after her for what she did, but it didn't happen. I think it's because he got bad advice, number one. And nobody really wanted to do it. They wanted to go after him for 4 years, but nobody else. So now I have Trump supporters now that are being accosted at their jobs. Right? They can't get contracts. If you really believe for a second... If somebody's going to apply for a job or a contract with the federal government and they're going to, some of those snowflakes that actually work there are not going to be looking at who they supported. And when they find out it was Donald J. Trump, they're either going to be turned down for a job. Some of them will be pushed out shortly. I have friends that work there that have for the last few years. They are now petrified they're going to lose their job. And they're in regular jobs. They're not in any jobs that hold any real authority. See, the Dems do it the right way. I'll give them credit for this. They want to clean out all the gangrene in their mind. They don't want any of the cancerous tissue left behind. Donald Trump should have done the same thing. I told you, with the State Department, I would have stood up in the, I don't care with the 2,000 people or two people, I would have stood up in the main room and said, if one more leak comes out of this department, you are all gone. Unless, of course, you want to come up and tell me who did the leak and show me how they did it. He didn't do that, though. I would have done that with every department. According to Stephanie Murphy, representative out of Florida, Democrat, obviously, supporters of Donald Trump should be banned from public sectors and from the military. She's a member of the House Armed Services Committee, scary, recently proposed a bill that would prevent members of the Stop Steal movement, along with subscribers to QAnon, from being able to obtain security clearances. Right, and Joe Biden should have one. Security clearances are necessary for Americans who wish to join the military. There are also requirements to obtain a number of federal jobs. This bill would essentially bar any American that has rallied in support of President Trump post-election or publicly voiced concern for the election fraud. So would this only apply to Trump or Trump's election? Can we go back 3 or 4 years? Can we remove all those people that have questioned every Republican election, presidential election, based on either fraud or inequity? Or voter suppression? Can we do that too? The legislation is titled Security Clearance Improvement Act. Who would be against that? See, I'm telling you, they are devious people. I've been saying this for a long time. We should do the same thing. We should have been doing the same thing. The bill inherently targets Trump supporters and anyone questioning the results. Right? Now, Murphy, I don't know if you know this, but Representative Murphy is an ardent supporter of Antifa and BLM. No legislation supporting rooting them out. No conversation about making either one of them a terrorist organization. MAGA people will be tagged as security problems, but not Antifa. Remember the Summer of Love? Yeah, not Antifa. People raped, killed. People had their goods stolen from them because somebody else needed them more. You know, we're going to see Stalin-style ideological purges from the military. See, it's not Biden running this. I mean, even though I wouldn't put some of the stuff past him. But he is full throttle in trying to remove people. Full throttle. And I don't mean people. I mean anybody who has a conservative bone in their body. Gone. See you later. Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin is one of those that agrees. Several Democrat senators, including Dianne Feinstein and Richard Blumenthal, they joined together to write a letter to the Department of Defense requesting a military-wide investigation. That's rich. She had a Chinese spy working for her for 20 years. And she's going to sign a letter that she wants people that supported Trump to be removed? Wow. Because they believe that anybody who supported Trump had to be a white supremacist or a right-wing extremist, which are really bad for the country, according to them. The letter also requested that the DOD do more to prevent service members from subscribing to conspiracy theories. What do you want, electroshock treatment? What do you want? But the Dems have always thrown out things that Republicans have done or Trump has done. Right? And we find them to be falsehoods. And how quickly, why is Swalwell even part of, not just a head up, but the part of the team prosecuting Trump? Why is that? The man slept with a Chinese spy. The feds knew it. Why didn't they tell him? If they told him and he blew it off, that's a whole different animal, isn't it? Maybe he should be in jail for treason. Anyway, God, this is scary, people, is it not? 74 million Americans, they're saying, are sick? Wow. That takes a lot of fool of yourself, doesn't it? And this is why they're dangerous. The difference between Republicans and Democrats are a chasm in the areas of live and let live. Democrats have no... Now, I will tell you, there's a lot of rank-and-file Democrats who don't like what's going on. They really don't. However, I wish they would be more vocal. They're not because they're afraid of their own people. But rank-and-file Republicans, day-to-day Republicans, I don't care what you believe. I mean, I care who you voted for. Yeah, I guess I do care. But that's your right. It is your right to believe what you want to believe. It's your right to worship who you want to worship, to marry what or who you want to marry, or as many. But you can't force me to accept that. I'll tolerate it because that's what my religious belief calls for. But I'm not going to accept it. If it goes against my scripture, if it goes against my God, I'm not going to let it happen in my head. Can't force me. This is why schools should be teaching reading, writing, arithmetic. They should not be teaching moral values. They should not be teaching right and wrong. That should be left for the home. The parents should be allowed to do that. And if they're not doing it, it's not your headache. It's not your headache. How can you know, we have school districts that can't teach kids basics. California, 47th in the nation for education. And I want them teaching about moral values? Are we for real? Get involved. You heard it from Rick. It's so true. Get involved. Get elected. Take some seats. Push back on these people. Joe Mazzini, your host. I got your blood pressure up. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back there with me tomorrow.